B-Pod Studios.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Giving
me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That section.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't add
you
it!
You added that!
You can be my
new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning!
Good morning.
Welcome to September 10th. It's Thursday, 2020.
Nicole thinks I'm full of myself today. As my parents would say, you're just full of yourself.
You having a good old time over there.
Yeah, whipping and nay-nay.
Well, you're going to tell everybody what happened?
I stole your joke.
You didn't steal it. I just didn't use it.
Yeah, we are part of a text chain with every morning radio show. And... somebody said something, and Manny said a funny line, but just in the studio, and I thought you texted it. And then when I looked at my phone and then you didn't text it, I'm like, oh, that was really funny. Let me text it. Well, now everyone's coming in laughing at Roy. Roy's the best. Roy's amazing. Roy, you're hilarious. Meanwhile, it was your joke.
Yeah.
But I like that your friend Manny over there never stepped on your dress,
No. Never
tried to take up for it himself. He just let you have it.
Yeah. I thought there was a couple. We had interaction this morning with Fly Ty, who came in the studio, and I was just waiting for Manny to be like, no.
I think it's a three-person limit. So, like, right now, Fly Ty from B101 came in. If Larry comes in and says it's a funny line, I'll be like, all right. But then if Miss Jessica comes in, I'll be like, enough is enough.
Well, all three of those people said it on the text chain.
I know. Jessica thought it was hilarious. Hey, listen, every comedian's got a good writer for him.
That's right.
And I don't mind being a writer, as long as the joke lands.
Yep.
Good for you, bud. It's a good joke. What about your day in 30 seconds? What did you do yesterday, Loren, with the leopard print hat?
So I realized yesterday that naps probably aren't going to happen for me anymore. And it makes me the most sad. I went home and I had like probably an hour where Elena could still like be there. The baby was sleeping, but like she could hear the baby then wake me up if I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the changing of the guards. Because Cash is in the kitchen eating lunch at that point. And, I mean, my son does not know what a whisper is. He doesn't know what an inside voice is. Everything is a yell. Everything is an elevated.
Everything's 10.
Yeah. Everything is a 10. Like, we have a chart in our house to show him, like, where he's supposed to be inside. And I'm like, we're supposed to be at a 2 right now. You're at a 10. But while they were eating lunch, Dallas is vacuuming, Cash is yelling, the baby starts crying. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, I had 5.5 hours of sleep last night. I could really use 45 minutes right now.
Hey, Ren, I'm going to finally fix the front steps.
Yeah. That was my house yesterday.
The project I've been sitting on since March.
Couldn't have done that while I was on maternity, huh?
Yeah, I know. I didn't nap yesterday either. And I probably won't nap again today. My day is just filled up with, like, virtual learning and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I have a meeting. What about you, Roy? What did you do yesterday?
So, I was driving down the road. And, you know, like, when someone's in your blind spot, but you can look over and see them?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd look over at him, and I noticed he was coming in, drifting into my lane. And he kept getting closer and closer. And I finally laid on the horn, like, dude, you're about to hit me. And you're in my blind spot. And then I realized I was the one drifting into his lane. That was so bad.
Hey, I'm drifting. Do you mind moving over?
I was beeping the horn, throwing my hands up. I was so mad. I was like, oh, that's me drifting. That's
and
me.
That poor guy is probably like, what are you beeping at me for?
He's like, he's like these drug addicts in Charlotte.
Yeah. Oh. You know, you just reminded me of something.
I thought you were drunk.
It'll be my day in 30 because I didn't do much yesterday. But this was this summer. I totally forgot. Like on one of the days we had off, I was driving 485 and I was in traffic. There was an accident.
Yeah.
Dean and I, in fact, were going to drop off some signs.
Okay.
Frontline Hero signs on our day off. And so I was sitting in the middle lane on 485. And Dean goes, Dad, look, an Indian. And I was like, what? And so I turned to my right. Sure enough, as clear as day, there's a Native American with a headpiece on. Now, I have to guess he was going to some sort of celebration, or he was going to go and do some sort of representation of the Native American community. But it was the most random thing ever. And he was just Roy, just driving, just like in a van, just driving. And I was like, okay, Dean, I say they're Native Americans. We had to get into the whole Eastern Indian, Native American Indian.
Yeah.
And I want to say to producer Nicole, who is at one point she thought 10% Native American.
Now zero.
We found out when you got your test back. 0%.
At least I can still hang on to my like 20% Italian.
Right? Yeah. I apologize on behalf of Dean, but anyway, that was kind of random. So we got a ton to do today. Got War of the Roses for you at 7:50. But up next, the worst time of day to shop at Wally World. What would that be? Wally World. Think about it.
The best or the worst time?
The worst time of the day to shop at Wally World, according to the Wally World employees.
So the busiest, not the craziest.
Right. Yeah, it's always crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24/7. All right, we'll get to that and so much more.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Another laugh came in, Roy, at your joke that I gave you earlier this morning.
Well, buddy, you know, you didn't print it anywhere.
I think he's just looking for a thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I just want to let you know that it's my joke, and I take ownership.
You're going to lean in.
I feel like the joke is funny because it came from Roy. Wouldn't have gotten the same reaction because people would have been like, ah, man, he's a jerk.
Yeah, it's way more funnier coming from me.
Plus, I stop by the Power Studio at least once a day and laugh with them, so they're used to that kind of shenanigans from me. But from Roy.
No, because I'm
the
straight-laced guy.
The other day, Roy goes, I want to stop by that studio more. I said, just drop in. It's a huge studio, so you're social distancing the minute you open the door.
I know, but I get, they do have a really big studio. I know, but I get, like, performance anxiety because they're always having so much fun and they're saying fun things. And I feel like I can't come up with whatever's cool to say.
You can. Just roll in and be like, what are y'all talking about? I'll get on.
It's like if you walked into the cool table and you don't want to screw it up. Mm. You know, you
I'm sorry you feel that way, but they would welcome you. All right, so, Loren, the worst time of day to shop at Wally World, Walmart, according to the employees of Walmart, being in a packed Walmart is never fun. Also, the deals are best at this time of day. What time of day do you think it is?
Oh, I'd say noon while everyone's on lunch, maybe.
According to insider information from Walmart employees, the worst time to shop there is weekdays after lunch.
After lunch.
Several workers share the ideal time to go. If you're afraid of COVID and you want to avoid huge lines, is to go anytime before lunch on a weekday or anytime after lunch between 12 and 2, between, I'm sorry, 1 and 2. It's the least traffic time in the stores. Plus, it's when new sales go up.
Oh. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went to Walmart, I probably looked like a crazy person because I went to the deli to get my boneless barbecue chicken that I love, and he handed it to me, and it just didn't look right. And I was like, you didn't cook it right.
Oh, you started to try to tell him how to cook?
Yeah, I kind of. I was like, I don't want it. I'm sorry. I know you put it in the thing. I don't want it anymore.
And the guy's like, well, what do you want me to do with it now? I can't do anything with it. I have to throw it away.
I was like, dude, that's like not the barbecue sauce. That's like General Tso sauce. And the breading's like falling off. I was like, you cooked it wrong.
Did you get it good from Walmart one time? That's why you tried it again?
I used to always get it good from Walmart. And then I guess they hired a horrible person, that a chef that does it now.
Okay.
Or they changed the recipe and I'm the idiot.
Maybe it's just older. Like, there's probably not as many
people.
No,
it's fresh. It's definitely either they changed the recipe and I'm just, well, hey, but man, 5 years ago.
All right. Well, Roy thinks we should discuss why Nicole is upset at my Instagram.
I do think we should.
Okay. I posted something yesterday at Manny Radio, and Nicole's upset about it. Plus, it's a little misleading. I'll say that, too.
God, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So this kind of happened off the air, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. Let's talk about it on the radio. Because when there's issues between us, that's where we gotta hash it out. Publicly.
We call it CIFA. Save it for the air. CIFTA.
We don't call it that. Okay, so, Nicole.
Yes.
You were upset with Manny.
Well, yes. Manny did something really strange yesterday, and I saw it, and it just didn't make sense to me. It seemed like you weren't reading the room of the United States.
With my post?
Yes, you posted the San Francisco sky, which because of the fires in California is orange like a pumpkin. And your you want to read your caption?
So I have a picture of the San Francisco Bay Bridge and the orange sky. And my caption says, the San Francisco sky was amazing this morning while wildfires burned around the city.
How far away are the fires from San Fran?
I mean, they're all over the...
They're all in California.
They're all over the state. So, I mean, I don't know exactly how many miles it would be, but...
So, my thing is you post a picture of your sunset or your sunrise, and you say, oh, the sky was amazing. You don't post a picture of an orange sky when 2.3 million acres have already burned in 2020 of California and say, oh, sky's amazing, but your country or your... state's on fire.
I know, but it's like it's no different than like an amazing thunderstorm cloud.
Yes, it is.
It's really not.
It's because
the lightning can
the world.
But the lightning can cause these fires, and it's like nature's amazing. That's kind of what I was like.
But we're
not in control, Nicole.
So I have a question.
We kind of are,
Nicole. Would it be would it have been okay if Meanie said, "How could something so beautiful come from something so awful?"
Yes.
There was your caption.
Because you have to take note in the fact that what is happening.
I did.
Is, well, no.
Okay, can I ask you this question?
Yeah.
Tornadoes. I mean, they sell packages to where you drive with a tour guide and chase tornadoes.
Yeah.
Now, tornadoes devastate homes and kill people.
Absolutely. If Manny posted a video of saying, chasing a tornado saying, hey, this ride is amazing, that'd be weird.
See, I don't know, because I watch the Weather Channel and I love the chasing tornado shows.
And they do yell. They're like, this is amazing.
But your obsession with the tornado is with the tornado, not with the destruction.
My obsession with the sky is with the amazing, beautiful. It's beautiful.
But it's
That's
the
what
effect
it is.
Of the bad thing.
It coincides with the bad thing.
No, it is the effect of the bad thing.
Go look at the sky. I mean, don't you think the sky looks beautiful?
When I see that, I don't think of, oh my God, how beautiful. I think of, wow, like what is happening in our world? Like, how did we get here?
Really? Because forest fires have happened for thousands of millions of years.
I know, but literally, like I read somewhere that this is two or three of the largest California fires in history are happening right now at the same time.
California is burning left and right. That is true.
And you're more upset because it's, you said global warming?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like,
because the gender reveal party that caused like one of the biggest wildfires was not global warming.
No, but that also,
but dry because of global warming.
Yes.
I'll post a picture of a fire engine and say, this is the most beautiful fire engine fighting fires.
There's just, it's a combination of heat. There's a combination of, we've had freak lightning. We've had drought. We've had overgrown forests.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see that sky? Incredible, amazing. I mean, those are words that I think of.
Crazy.
I don't see meteorologists posting it saying, wow, this is beautiful. I see meteorologists bringing attention to the wildfires what's going on in California.
You know what? Amazing doesn't have to be a great thing, does it? I mean, is amazing great? Isn't amazing just like an elevated thought?
Well, maybe you vague booked.
Also, I posted this picture and I use Repost Plus. Uh-huh. I got it from the Weather Channel.
What did they say?
Well, I'll tell you in a second.
Please tell me they talked about global warming.
Somebody said, what you...
Because that'd be funny as hell.
I posted this picture and they go, what you doing in San Fran? I love that city.
Oh.
I was like, no, that's not my picture, but I didn't credit it either.
Someone texted and said, I agree. The caption threw me off.
Really?
It is a weird... And that's the thing, is that you can acknowledge the sky, but what's happening, if you lived there, 100% you wouldn't look up and say, that's beautiful.
The Weather Channel posts something about like cars drive along the San Francisco Bridge under an orange smoke-filled sky in San Francisco.
Okay.
And then they tied
it
more
call
of a
it
news
amazing.
Post. No, they don't. They said more than 468 square miles.
Thank you. They're bringing attention to it.
Well, that's not what caught me though.
The interesting thing is like when Nicole says her side of the view, I get mm-hmm. it. But then when I start thinking about tornadoes,
right?
I see your side of the view
and how Mother Nature is amazing in itself. You know, I mean, that's not a sky you ever see.
Because we're ruining our Earth.
But then, does every post you got to do?
No,
got to be so. But you know, do I have to address global warming?
No,
because do I have to?
No, you're right, Roy. Because that's not what it's about to me. To me, it's about the amazing looking sky under the city. Dot dot dot. By the way, the city's burning down. You should get
Maybe
out.
You didn't but say it's that part.
I don't want to say that part.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10, and if you guess it right, I'll pull it down.
Okay.
Go.
Well, hang
Hold on.
Whoa.
I'll tell them.
Yeah, he needs
I'll
to tell us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Write it down. Wait,
take your headphones off. I'll let everybody know.
Just write it down.
7.
Okay. Go ahead. Come back.
If she says it, I'm not doing it because she heard me.
Okay.
What? That's crap.
You said 1 and 10.
Between 1 and 10.
Between 1 and 10.
If you guess it right, I'll pull it down. Go. We have to go to break.
8.
No, oh, you missed it by 1. 7.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All I know is ever since we've talked about the sky over San Francisco and Northern California after the wildfires, like it's bright orange. And I posted a picture on Insta about it. I've seen it like 10 times on TV and on social media.
Are they saying it's amazing and beautiful?
Hashtag no filter was the TV on the news coming up.
Okay.
So everybody's like impressed by it, surprised by it, I guess.
Yeah.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
So we've had a lot of changes since COVID-19 has reared its ugly face in our lives. But there's, I think, some things that are going to stick around for a while. Like, I enjoy some of the things that have come out of this. Not obviously being stuck at home, but some of the things that we've had to adapt to.
Like, I enjoy the fact that restaurants are not packed mm-hmm. and I can get curbside pickup and people put it in my car for me. Lovely.
Do you love the fact that like the like it's every other toilet, every other sink, every other table? Like, could you live with that the rest of your life?
Yep.
Interesting.
That doesn't typically bother me, but I think some of the things and these like having grocery pickup or Target pickup or whatever has been around, but I've never personally used it because, you know, I didn't mind going into a store back in the day. But now I've realized that I'm so much more efficient in my life by doing these pickups that I love it. Like, I don't think I'll ever stop doing grocery and, you know, box store pickups if I can.
So these are things that will make our lives a little better that popped up during the pandemic.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and give us a couple.
So remote job postings could stick around. Instead of having to move and having an employer move you across the country for something, a relocation package, now you might just be able to work remotely from wherever you live.
My company could be in Denver, but I could work out of Charlotte as long as I'm on the computer and stuff.
And imagine how many more or how many more jobs you would apply for then instead of just the local ones.
True, although it is a mindset to work from home, man.
That's tough. Working from home.
Yeah, but I look at what my fiance is doing. I think yesterday he went to go get dinner and that was like the first time he really left.
I know. And he's probably there's a bunch of clothes he's probably hasn't worn in 6 months.
Yeah, he doesn't leave the house. And
I will say, I would, like, when I was working from home, when I was doing the show from home, there would be like 3 or 4 days where I hadn't left the house. And I would have to catch myself and go, Loren, go for a walk. Jesus, you need sunlight.
Loren, yeah. Change your underwear. Put on a new outfit. It's been 3 days.
You caught me.
What else is on the list?
Movies that will go directly to streaming could stay that way.
I hate that.
Oh, I like that.
I'm surprised about you not liking that. That means you have to go to the theater.
I love going to the movie theater to get me a big popcorn, sit in that theater.
But there's
going to
be people there now.
get them away from me.
Okay.
Again, I guess maybe this is as a parent. I don't have to find a babysitter anymore. I don't have to...
To go see a new movie, you
to
mean.
To go see a new movie. I don't have to sneak my champagne in. I don't have to bring my own candy.
Plus, the chateau has, like, a theater, so she gets
not.
The experience at home.
That's what I was about to say. It's like, sometimes you can't replicate the movie theater experience at home for some of the movies.
Yeah, I have a waiting room TV.
Yeah. I can't hear anything at home, by the way.
You know,
like, I'm always like, can you turn it up? Dallas is like, good Lord, Loren, it's on 20. Like, how much more can I turn it up?
My television isn't flat like yours. It has a big back end. It's just not the same, Loren.
What else? I like this list. Things that we want to stick around after the pandemic's over.
So telehealth and teletherapies have gone up, and people are loving that.
Big one.
Yep.
Today's World Suicide Prevention Day.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol and grocery deliveries, like I said. Roy, you mentioned this, the outdoor dining and pedestrian-friendly streets where they're, you know, giving you a little bit more space. You don't feel like somebody's up in your grill.
You love that.
And Manny, you're going to hate this one, but, well, maybe not. At school, they're going to, I remember when I was in school, class sizes were so big, mm-hmm. they're going to try to keep the class numbers down now.
Yeah.
So even when the kids go back, maybe you're not into virtual learning, but the class sizes will be a little smaller.
Yeah, I don't know. I had 20, like probably an average of 20 in each one of my classes.
We had like 35 in ours.
That's
we had
a lot.
So many people.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll put that whole list up at kiss951.com. Thank you, Loren.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
How can I help?
All right, Roy. Sarah needs some help today. She sent us a message. And she's got some, I guess, family marriage advice to ask.
Great. I'm engaged, not married. Should be good.
She says, Roy, I need some unqualified advice. I can't get my family to get on board with healthy eating. My husband and my two sons give me a hard time when I come home from shopping with some healthy choices. I'd like to eat a few vegetables, some fish, chicken that is grilled and not fried, and maybe even a salad a few times a week. Is that too much to ask? They eat hamburgers, hot dogs, steak, fries, and fried chicken. And
the good stuff.
Yeah. I want to know how I can work in a few healthy meals.
You know, as growing up as a kid, we didn't have many healthy options either. We were always eating unhealthy. And I really didn't understand the concept of, you know, they teach you in school a little bit about nutrition, but you really don't know about it until I got an adult.
Well, they teach you the food pyramid, which is not the right way to eat to begin with.
And but I didn't even get the food pyramid. I was like,
I'll have to look it up. I don't remember it.
I was like, fats and oils? I didn't even know what that was when I was a kid.
But like Amanda will get on me because I grew up in a house where you didn't break down things by like carbs, protein. So like we would have pancakes and toast. And Amanda's like, that's two carby things. You can't give the kids that. And I'm like, well, one's a pancake, one's bread.
It's delicious. I don't know what to tell you. It's a great breakfast.
Right. Yeah.
So she wants to know, can she just do it anyway? Is that the question?
I think she wants to know, like, how she can get a few healthy meals in and get them on board.
You got to sneak it in, right? You got to little by little. No one wants to shock the system with boiled fish. You don't go from fried chicken the night before to the healthiest fish with a salad and croutons the next day.
So, like, what? I don't know. What's a good meal to sneak in? Like, is it, like, grilled fish tacos? I don't know.
I feel like you could do a lot of fun things that are actually really tasty with grilled chicken. You know, kebabs. Those are fun and healthy. Throw vegetables on them and chicken. That's a great healthy meal.
You got to sneak in the vegetables. Tell them you're making smoothies.
Yeah.
You put, like, vegetables in there with the bananas and strawberries.
I'm not going to lie. That's what I do to my son, Cash.
That's what we do to Dean and Ruby.
Yeah, he eats those pouches, and he thinks that it's, like, all fruit. I'm sneaking in my kale and spinach, you know?
Put some vegetable juice in a syringe and stick it into the hamburger in the middle of the night.
But they probably are just so afraid that they'll never be able to eat their bad foods again, but they can have their bad foods, just not every night.
And they're giving her a hard time about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's another side, too, that you know something about also is like when you go to eat something and your partner says, you're going to eat that? like that's what you're having tonight? Oh, yeah. Or like when you went and grabbed Oreos?
I grabbed Oreos. I grabbed four Oreos. He goes, you're getting that many? I was like, yeah, well, how many are you going to get? Four seems like a pretty reasonable number.
You eat one on the way to the couch.
And so by the time I get to the couch, I got three. And that's not. And by the way, by the next commercial break, I'm getting back up.
Didn't realize there was a judge and a jury here.
Yeah, I was like, it's not. Like,
right.
I'm just saving myself from the whole sleeve, really. But no, and like I started slow because I was eating really unhealthy food. And it's what worked for me is I started slow transitioning little by little with healthier food.
I think this could help a lot of people too. So let's help Roy out with his unqualified advice. We got a little time here to take some calls and some texts.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. Or better yet, how about this? You cook yourself the healthy food and don't fix them nothing. Make them fend for themselves.
Yeah, because you ain't cooking two meals and being happy about it.
Don't. Yeah, you just cook your own thing. And then if they want a bite, because that's how it was as a kid. Listen, if you don't want to eat your food, if you don't eat your food, I ain't cooking you anything else.
I'm going to get on board real fast.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Main Your Weather and Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. That was Jason Derulo, Savage Love.
We're in the middle of unqualified advice, Lauren.
Yeah, so Sarah sent us a message, and she wanted to know how she sneaks in some healthy meals for her family, because her family's given her some pushback about it anytime she comes and gets something healthy.
And people are texting us and saying, like, buy turkey burgers instead of regular hamburgers. They'll never know. And it's like, no, they will know.
They'll know that. Stop. Let them have a burger. If you're going to have a burger, let them have a burger. Don't let them eat two burgers. Just let them have one burger. And like, don't fix French fries with it to have like a salad.
Sure. And then the other thing I was going to say.
And if they don't eat it, walk. Well. Right? If they don't eat it, just let them walk.
Yeah. You got to eat something else. You fix it yourself then. But I was going to say maybe they can do like a pasta dish that has a pasta alternative. Because like Dallas and I get like either whole wheat pasta or edamame pasta. And it doesn't taste that much different. Where Dallas didn't even know when I swapped it out.
Yeah.
So maybe you could start that way.
Someone says, do the turkey meat instead of a burger, but make sure you put a lot of seasoning on it to hide the turkey flavor. That's how my mom got me to start eating turkey burgers instead of meat burgers.
Yeah, don't know, though.
Another person said they also have frozen chicken tenders made with turkey meat that actually taste like the real thing.
Well, but chicken itself isn't bad. I think it's the breading. The way it's cooked is the bad part.
Yeah, I mean, is turkey healthier than chicken? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Or if you have maybe a healthy night, like Tuesdays, we eat healthy in this house. Start small that way.
That's not bad advice,
you know,
for Sarah.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, golden crowd up. I don't care what you do.
The other thing you can do, Sarah, is move in with Nicole.
Nicole, she does healthy foods all the time. It's so disgusting.
If I lived with Nicole, I would be a waif.
Don't hang out with Roy and I.
By the way, if I lived with Nicole, I would secretly drive to Wendy's and McDonald's every day. That's how I'd handle that. Let's talk with Misty in Gastonia. Misty, your radio is a little loud. Can you turn it off?
I did. Stop.
Oh, then I don't know what I was hearing. Okay, well, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're doing well. So you got any advice for our friend on unqualified advice?
I do. I have three children at home that don't like vegetables a lot. So we do pastas a lot, like Lauren was talking about. And we shred up our carrots. We shred up squash. I throw spinach, zucchini, anything you can. And like a marinara sauce, a spaghetti sauce. You can even throw it in some Alfredo. But even with the greens, the kids will eat it as long as it's in with the sauce. But
right.
In the spaghetti sauce and the red sauce, you can hide it a lot better.
That's what I love. Like, I love everyone who's texting and has called and said that they sneak stuff in the food and the people and your family doesn't know anything about it. Yep. They're none the wiser.
They think it's just sauce and a little hamburger meat.
It's awesome. Thanks, Misty. All right. Good advice for Sarah. I think she got a couple good things to go on. None of it came from you, but.
No. None of it came from me. Although I'm eating healthier. I guess I can give her some of my recipes. I can send her off the air.
Do you think the family would eat them? Like, give one of your recipes you think they would eat.
I don't know, but I'm doing things like I'll eat a sandwich, but I'm watching the caloric intake on, like, sandwiches to me are an awesome low-calorie thing that fulfills me.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I like also experts say if you're hungry, drink some water because your brain's just telling you you're hungry and the water will fill you up.
How about this? Do it. Make their head spin. Tell them to fast like I am. They'll freak out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The main one, the Rim Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
So there's something cool that we talked about a few times on the air, but we want to remind everyone that Can't Beat Loren, which of course we play every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, right here on the radio.
It's coming up in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And it can now be played at home on your Amazon Alexa.
So maybe you just haven't gotten the courage to call in. You know, because here in a minute, we're going to say, come on, call in, play Loren, and you're too scared. Well, yeah. You have time to practice at home. All you have to do is enable the Kiss 95.1 skill set on your Amazon Alexa. There you can hear the options where you can play Can't Beat Loren.
I think it's easier, like, sometimes to play by yourself. You know what I mean? To get that courage first.
It's 5 pop culture questions, and we've changed the questions a lot, and so you could play a bunch of times without hearing the same questions.
I've played at home, and I've gotten ones wrong.
Against yourself?
Really? Yeah.
And then we have, like, real funny things that we say after you get one wrong. So, like, do you hear yourself saying, oh, better luck next time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Loren's playing herself. I love it. You got to take video of that.
I will.
Basically, it's just a really cool, fun way to do something at home. You can do it with the family. You can play Can't Beat Loren now. At home on your Amazon Alexa. Like Roy said, just enable the Kiss 95.1 app.
Yeah, if it's not working, if you're trying to open up Kiss 95.1 and it ain't working, then you got to enable the Kiss 95.1 skill. So, but listen, we do got to get to the actual real deal. Free cheer one for a year on the line. Can't Beat Loren coming up next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
We got Christine up against Loren.
All right, Christine, you're taking me on today. Let's see how you do.
Wow.
13.
How's life on the boat?
Good morning.
Hi. There's a lot of background noise there.
Is there? Hold on, 1 second.
Yeah, put the top up on the convertible.
Might be a Bluetooth thing.
Cruising this morning. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, that's better.
You sound much better. Loren, get out of that studio.
All right, I'm going.
All right, she's leaving and...
Out.
She is gone. Christine, only we can hear the question.
All right, for a year's supply of Cheerwine soft drink, Christine, question number one, Shaquille O'Neal is trying to sell his massive Florida estate. He originally wanted $28 million for it. Now he's asking $19.5 million. What sport is Shaq known for?
Basketball.
Shawn Mendes is set to perform at the 2020 Toronto Film Festival. As far as we know, he is still with his girlfriend. Who is she?
Oh, no.
Who are they? Who's dating him?
Shawn Mendes, isn't that Gigi?
Okay, Gigi Hadid. Okay, question 3. Justin Timberlake wants to see Major League Baseball come to Nashville. Nashville currently has an NHL team and an NFL team. Do you have any idea what their NFL team is called?
Nashville?
I'll give you a hint. It's called Tennessee. They're the Tennessee what?
I don't know sports.
Okay, that's a tough 3.
I'm sorry.
The Walking Dead is ending in 2022 with an expanded 11th season, a spinoff feature. What?
I was shocked that they're still in the air. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought they were already off.
A spinoff feature of The Walking Dead will premiere in 2023. What network does The Walking Dead call home?
The HBO.
All right, question 5. Halsey is ready to make her acting debut. She's been cast in the TV series The Player's Table. Halsey used to date what rapper?
Easy.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Okay,
it's coming back to the studio.
All right, hold on. Let's see how Christine did.
All right, Loren. Christine got 2 correct.
Okay. Oh,
so bad.
That's okay. That's, it happens. Let's see. You're a first-time player. Let's see how Loren does. Shaquille O'Neal is trying to sell his massive Florida estate. He originally wanted $28 million for it. Now he's asking just $19.5. What sport is Shaq known for playing?
Basketball.
1-1.
Shawn Mendes is set to perform at the 2020 Toronto Film Festival. As far as we know, he and his girlfriend are still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who she is?
Camila Cabello.
That is correct, although I have from good sources that it's on the out.
Yeah. Anyway, she didn't say that.
2-1.
Christine said Gigi Hadid, which might be next for Sean. Justin Timberlake wants the Major League Baseball to come to Nashville. Nashville currently has an NHL team and an NFL team. What's their NFL team called?
The Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's right.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Christine does not know sports. 3-1.
So you and Roy had no idea. Don't worry about it, Christine. The Walking Dead is ending in 2022 with an expanded 11th season. A spinoff featuring fan favorites will premiere in 2023. What network does The Walking Dead call home?
Is it AMC?
That is correct. And our friend Christine said HBO is 4-1.
I'm getting better at my networks. I've been studying.
It's been 5 years. Okay. Halsey's ready to make her acting debut. She's been cast in the TV series The Players Table. Halsey used to date what rapper?
G-Eazy.
Yeah, like you probably had that question before. It's all studying for you.
All right, Loren, you got them all correct. Christine, 2-24 wins for Ren.
Oh, Christine, I'm so sorry, but you can always go on the Kiss 95.1 app and brush up on your skills and then take me on again.
I will.
All right. You know what we want to hear before we let you go, though?
I can play Loren, but I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lainey, what's going on with Rich?
Rich and I have been dating under 2 years now, and he is a great guy. When we first met, he was an EMT, and I just loved that about him. He's just so kind and really, you know, put others first. And had a great job, and we, you know, it was wonderful. About a year in, he got fired.
Mm.
What he told me was it was because he was taking things from the job.
Oh.
I trusted him with everything that he told me. I didn't think he was lying or anything. So, whatever, he got fired from the job. In between, he's been working a bunch of, like, temp jobs here and there. It just, for the last pretty much year, it's been a little rough for him. I mean, I've been covering for him. He lives with me. I have been supporting him, you know, with the rent and with food and with, you know. So he ended up recently connecting with someone on LinkedIn for this job that is like a medical sales job in Virginia.
Okay.
And 2 weeks ago, he actually went to Virginia, and he was supposed to drive up just for the night and meet this girl there who had, you know, the job. Well, that one night ended up turning into two, which then turned into three.
That's strange.
And I, like, barely heard from him the entire time. And something just doesn't feel right about it. And I have this weird feeling that he hooked up with this girl.
Did he get the job?
That's the thing. He hasn't yet, but they're interested, and he needs to go back this weekend for another interview, he said.
Roy's going to dial Rich up. We'll find out who he sends him to. Don't say anything till we get as much information out of him as we can, okay?
All right.
And then if he doesn't send him to you, you can have Adam.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Rich, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Rich. My name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We're doing some social media raffles where we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses. And one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get those roses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Well, let me ask you, do you guys send them, like, anywhere? Like, could I send it out of state?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere in the U.S. anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I know someone I want to send them to.
Okay. And who would you like to send them to?
Can you make it out to Melanie?
Okay. Melanie, and I have a card to go with these roses as well. What can I print on the card for you?
Just put, hey, you're an amazing person, and I cannot wait to move closer.
Okay. Are you f***ing kidding me, Rich? You can't wait to move? Like,
Lainey?
Who the hell is Melanie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Rich, that is Lainey.
I don't even have words for you right now.
Yeah, so this is the Mania Morning, the Rim Morning Show, War of the Roses. I mean, Rich, your notes spelled it out clearly here, if you ask me.
Jeez, you gotta be kidding me.
No, we're not. You are cheating with someone that's out of state.
I don't even know what to say. Lainey, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't plan on...
You're sorry? Are you kidding me right now? After everything I've done for you? Everything. I've given you everything. I've taken care of you. You've been sleeping with me in my house, in my condo. Like, I've been paying for everything for you for the last year. Like, forget about actual emotional love and support that I've given you. Let's talk about financial. I mean, how about we add it up, Rich? How about we add up the $800 or so that I pay for you for splitting our rent, all the money that I pay for you for your food every single month? How about we add that up? You probably owe me about $5,000. And at this point, I want my money, and I don't want to see you again. If you want to go move with this girl, whatever, but you owe me $5,000 at the very least.
Welcome to the Mania Roy of the Rim Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss95.1, who is got this?
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
A lot of people commenting on that War of the Roses between Lanny and Rich. And a lot of people, surprisingly, are siding with Rich, saying Lanny's just, like, money hungry. She could care less about being cheated on. By God, she just wants her money back. Sounds like she's going to be moving. He's going to be moving away from her. She's going to be chasing that money. Then someone else said, sounds like he'll be moving close to her immediately. Go get your money, girl.
Get that money.
If you missed it, maybe you just pop the radio on here at 8. You can listen to that War of the Roses and, quite honestly, hundreds of War of the Roses on our specific War of the Roses podcast on the Kiss95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, the number one podcast right here.
Bell me. Loren, I gave you
bell?
The bell.
There we go.
Mani, take the bell back.
I told you I didn't want the bell responsibilities back.
Do you want to hand the bell back to me? I gave it to you because you haven't been here for 6 months and you were the bellhop.
No, I'll take my bell.
All right. Hey, here's an easy, fun question that someone asked us on Insta, and we should all go around the room, including producer Nicole, answer it. And then we can turn it over to you guys, the audience, and you guys tell us where you stand on this. The question is, if you are going to give a TED Talk, what would your TED Talk be about? What are you an expert on? 704-570-9595. We'll go around the room. Who wants to go first?
That's heavy because TED Talks have to be like so...
I know. Does it have to be serious?
No. No. What are you an expert on that's not like radio?
Like... I would probably say pageantry, right? I was Miss Pennsylvania. I went to Miss USA, and I coached for a really, really long time. I don't coach anymore, but I would say, like, see, that would be my specialty.
I would have thought you would say cheerleading and dancing, because I feel like you've done that longer. You were a Dolphins cheerleader. You were a Hornets cheerleader.
But that's also kind of like a dime a dozen. Like, a lot of people do that.
Oh, but not many people have the accolade of...
Right. Like, I don't have a specialty in dance. Like, a lot of people dance. Like, I made it to the top five of Miss USA, and that's not to chew my horn, but it's something that not a lot of people have done.
Yeah. Okay, if you were given a TED Talk, and by the way, like Roy said, it doesn't have to be serious, what are you an expert on?
You know, if I was smart, I'd do a real estate TED Talk because I'd get more business with my real estate business. But in all seriousness, I'd probably do a TED Talk on like living your life. Like, I feel like a lot of people live their life for other people and they don't really take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd probably talk about that.
Okay.
That's why I've always been, if you guys, one thing we make, you make fun of me in a friendly way, but like we talk about how I show up late and leave early.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like, that's what I do. Right. I do what I want to do.
That's true.
You know.
You'll complain about it.
Of course.
But you'll do what you're going to do.
You know, and I just like little
that's
things.
Good.
I found a way that I'm losing weight and I'm able to eat the foods that I actually want to eat.
Like a self-help TED Talk.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Mine would be driving. Like, I feel like I'm a really good driver, and I can help a lot of people out there. Like,
you're
a horrible driver.
You want to start with your co-host across the room?
No, you're a lost cause.
No, we all know you're bad, but you're not a great driver.
Are you nuts?
Manny? I've seen you drive. You floor it.
Right.
You're in and out of traffic, yelling at people, road raging.
Dude,
horrible driver.
You're nuts. I know how to. I can merge onto a highway better than anyone. If there was an Olympic sport for merging, I'd gold every time.
You know why? Because you just go and pray.
No, that's not true. I follow the rule. I know how to do it. I have a sense, Roy. I'm one with the road.
Are you going to close your eyes and do it like you're closing your eyes right now?
I'm one with the road, Lorraine.
Every time I get in the vehicle with you, I get my will in order just to make sure.
Do not stop it. Why are you going
because
against me like that?
Because quality TED Talk advice is it keep it to 15 over and pray there's no cops. That's not good advice. Your TED Talk sucks.
I am a good driver. I can parallel park. I can back in. I am a good driver. Nicole, what about you? Let's crap on your TED Talk. What are you an expert on?
I don't know if I would call you a bad driver, but what you can't do is read directions.
No, that's true. I'm bad at directions, but a good driver doesn't need directions.
Yeah, you can't give them either.
I'd be heckling in the back.
Now give us your expertise, your TED Talk, so Roy can crap all over it.
My TED Talk would probably be about natural ways to deal with mental health.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just like Roy's almost.
Well, but I wouldn't be, maybe. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm not talking specifically. I wouldn't talk specifically about suicide or anything like that.
Yeah, well, then mine would probably center around depression, like how to naturally get out of a slump or, you know, deal with your depression if you don't want to do medication.
See, I need that help. That's a TED Talk I would want to listen.
Your TED Talk.
Yeah, but like yesterday on the show, we were talking about how like things that aren't as rude as you think they are. Like,
they sound rude, but they're really not rude. Yeah.
That's like what I live for. Like that's like that whole topic yesterday was me to the core.
Yeah. And a couple of them you didn't even realize were rude and shouldn't have been on the list.
All right.
All right, getting lots of text message. 704 says autism and neurodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy cows, dairy judging, someone else said.
Yeah.
I'd give a TED Talk about my dog, 704 said.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Nicole, you could have been a TED Talk on adopting pets and taking them in.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't, like, that's just how I feel. Like, I feel like I can actually give solid advice and a solid foundation on mental health.
I like 803s. They can give a TED Talk on sorority recruitment, logistics, and strategy.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I want to change mine to alcohol, too. I want to change mine to wine. I want to give a TED Talk on wine. I love it. Just so I can stand up in front of a group of people and drink.
828 says, Manny, you sound as bad of a driver as my wife.
Oh, he's worse.
I am not. I'm a good driver.
I don't think you're a bad driver. I think you're a defensive driver.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Also, if you're defending yourself and you feel so highly about how your driving skills, you're probably pretty awful. Like, why do you want to be a good driver so bad?
It's not that I want to be. I thought about it. Manny, what are you an expert in? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, and something that nobody else would know. Like, I say a lot on the radio. I've never said on the radio, I think I'm a really good driver. That's why I want to give the TED Talk on how to be a good driver. I'm good. I could teach these kids how to avoid incidents. How many times do you guys look in the rearview mirror on your way home or when you're going somewhere?
I typically always know
every
the car's
time.
Behind
you. You should look at it a lot.
Cool. So basically, driver's ed.
Yeah, I'll be a driver. Driver's TED.
But let
driver
me just
TED.
Driver's TED Talk.
Let me just point out that you told me that I was a lost cause. Like, you should be like, if I could give Loren a TED Talk and make her a good driver, then I should really be giving TED Talk.
Listen, only Jesus can make miracles happen. Okay.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
This is a pretty funny article we found from Cracked, the website. What you say versus what you mean. So when you say, I married my best friend, what you really mean is I became distant with my friends while I've been in a relationship with you and eventually married you.
Everyone does it. Everyone does it.
What you say, I'm thinking of starting a podcast. What you mean is I think strangers are really into hearing me ramble.
Yeah.
And everybody wants a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Podcast is the new blog.
Yep.
What you say, it is what it is. What you mean, I'm resigned to not doing anything.
I can't do anything about it, so it is what it is.
Yep. What you say, I'm sorry you feel that way. What you really mean is, I'm sorry I have to hear you complain about this.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry is what you really mean.
Let's see. What you say, no offense, but what you mean is, I know the thing I'm about to say is offensive, but I'm going to blurt it out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone does that one, too.
Right. That's why we have here in the South. Bless your heart.
This is legit. This is legit. What you say, I'll be there in 5. What you mean, I'm just leaving.
Loren. Loren.
Guilty as charged.
You sure are. You sure are. You are bad with that ETA. I called an Uber one time, and Loren said she was coming right down.
You were at her house waiting?
No, we're here.
Oh.
I called an Uber. And she said, yeah, go ahead and call it. I'll be right down. I sat with that Uber driver for like 10 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating.
He knew his life story by the time I got there.
10 minutes is a long time to not be moving and just to be billed for.
Do you remember what you were doing, Loren? What took you so long?
I think I was trying to cut a spot.
Yeah. Honestly. I can cut a spot. Boom. And, you know, it's nothing. I didn't realize that she's over here reprogramming the computer to, you know.
So are you saying when we were just talking about TED Talks, you could also do a TED Talk on how to do a commercial spot?
Well, but radio is my expertise. I wanted to do something outside of radio.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm Fine is not on there.
I'm Fine is not. But there's a bunch more, too, that we'll post up at kiss951.com. Go check them out. What you say versus what you mean.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
This is good for Nicole coming up.
We want to talk about the most overdone tats, the people that keep getting the same type of tat, and maybe Nicole has some. We'll analyze them. Don't worry. We'll get you in the studio. We'll take a look at your tattoos. We'll discuss coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so we want to talk about the most overdone tattoos, and we brought in Nicole because you're just filled with
littered with tattoos.
Littered.
I have a few.
But yes, we found a list of the most overdone tattoos, and I know for a fact that Nicole has at least one of these.
Great.
And this is from tattoo artists from all over the country, too, by the way.
Yes.
And let me just defend myself. I am almost 11 years in the tattoo game. So, I probably have one or two.
So are you
list.
You're insinuating that people are copying you? You weren't copying them.
No, I've just
you were a sheep at first.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So some of the most overdone tattoos include, and Nicole, you're gonna have to tell me what this is because I have no idea what this is. The Deathly Hallows symbol from Harry Potter.
I don't have that tattoo, but I will say. I have a forearm sleeve planned that does revolve around Harry Potter. It's not that symbol, but there's 2 Harry Potter references on there.
Okay. The outline of mountains. Got any of those?
Not yet, but there's mountains going on my back.
On your back?
Yeah, I'm doing like a landscape, like a wildlife landscape.
Like a Bob Ross painting is going to be on your back?
What mountain range?
It's just mountains, dude.
Generic?
Okay.
Since we're talking about back, wrist or back tattoos that include inspirational words like faith or just breathe.
No, I don't have that, but I do have a wrist tat from QB1.
And it says what?
One Love.
That sounds inspirational to me.
Yeah. All right.
Crap.
The infinity symbol around somebody's wrist.
No, ma'am.
Any kind of Disney quote that includes something written in Disney font.
You got something written by the mermaid on you, don't you?
That's a hard pass. No, ma'am.
You don't have hot dog, hot dog, hot dog written on your arm?
A diggity dog?
No, but when I was younger, I presented an idea to my tattoo artist in Raleigh where I was like, wouldn't it be really cool to have like a leg sleeve of old like 90s cartoons like Nickelodeon? And he looked at me and he goes, I literally will not tattoo that on you. I was like, all right, not a good idea.
All right, here's one that I know for a fact that Nicole has. A cluster of any kind of tiny music symbols on somebody's body, mostly on the wrist or ankle. Now, Nicole has
a treble clef
on
the back of my
arm.
But
it's not a cluster of.
No, it's just one because this was my second tattoo ever that I got when I was 18. And I thought I originally wanted to do a whole music sleeve.
Well, I'm glad you stopped because.
Well, it stopped here.
Yeah.
These are the most overdone tats, so everybody's getting them.
Yeah.
Do you have any wings on there?
Wings are not on the list.
Because I've seen so many tattooed wings.
Anything nautical or of an anchor. No, you don't, Nicole.
Do you really?
Nicole,
the big sleeve?
A nautical sleeve.
Oh, my gosh. You have a big cruise ship. That's like a pirate ship.
It's a clipper ship. And it's the smooth seas never made skilled sailors. It's a whole nautical theme.
I don't think I ever noticed that you have a whole sailors thing going on over there.
Cape Hatteras.
Oh my gosh. You like wrote this list.
I want to walk out so bad.
It looks good on you though.
Don't worry. It's only your entire arm. You can cover it.
I will say this has a lot of meaning behind it.
That's
so
good.
Yes.
Don't let us shame you. We're just going through the list.
Yeah. These are the most overdone tattoos.
Give us one more.
It's probably from a fake website too.
BuzzFeed.
It's BuzzFeed. Yeah.
Sounds real to me.
So I don't know anybody who has gotten this, but it makes me not want to like this person because it's that dumb.
Oh, Nicole probably has it.
No, she definitely doesn't. A tattoo of Chip from Beauty and the Beast on a person's shoulder so you can say you have a chip on your shoulder.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That is the most ridiculous.
Now, we've had a couple that were on your waiting list. That one's not on your waiting list?
Not on
my
waiting
list.
Okay,
good. Good. There's a bunch more, by the way, that we'll put up at kiss951.com.
If you have a chip on your shoulder,
you
get it removed
immediately.
You keep
saying that. You got a lot of blogs to do today.
Yeah. There's a lot of blogs up there.
You know how, like, white girls that go to Starbucks, they're, like, basic, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm basic
in the
tattoo
world. You're the basic in the tattoo world. Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mainer One, the Rim Morning Show, Kiss95.1.
We need someone to play Roy and Loren in a game called Does the Celebrity Own It? So many celebrities have purchased crazy things, and it's very simple. I'll give you guys the crazy item, and then you tell us whether or not the celebrity owns it. And we'll just go, like, around the room. 704-570-9595. We'll play the game, Does the Celebrity Own It? While we're waiting for someone to call in at 704-570-9595, I'll give you guys one.
All right.
Okay. Are we supposed to holler out our name when we know it?
Sure. For this round, you do that. Tom Cruise. Did Tom Cruise buy a $70 million Sky Ranch One private jet with burlap walls, floor-to-ceiling glass, a hot tub, six TVs, two bedrooms, and a queen-size bed?
No, he would have bought a king-size bed.
I'll say he did. He did buy it.
Loren says he did buy it. Roy says he didn't. The correct answer is he did not buy it.
It's
false. It's made up. I don't know. We made up a bunch of funny things that people bought, too. But that is incorrect.
Yeah, the Queen's eyes did it for me.
Here's another one. U2 singer Bono.
Uh-huh.
Did he buy a seat on the plane specifically for his hat?
Loren.
Yes, Loren.
Yeah, of course he did.
Bono bought a ticket for his hat after forgetting his hat in another city. He spent $1,700 to have a hat delivered on a plane. That's true.
I believe that.
I don't see Bono as that much of a diva.
You don't want anyone to sit next to you anyway, so you might as well say it's for your hat.
I've bought an extra seat for the extra inches on my thighs.
That was the best. When we flew out to L.A. to shoot My Big Fat Fabulous Life, the reality show, they wanted to use Roy's seat that TLC had paid for him, the middle seat, so that Roy and I had an empty seat. And someone's like, can he sit there? And we were like, no, we paid for the middle seat. It's our seat. We're not giving it up.
No. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, Mark is sitting on 485. He wants to play with us.
All right. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Hold on. There's
Listen
a weird
to the
echo.
Phone
hold on.
System
Let me see if I can fix that. Is that better? Okay, that worked. All right, Mark, you go first. The first person to get two right wins the game, okay? Does the celebrity own it, Mark? Kanye West, does he own gold-plated toilet seats?
I would say yes.
You say yes? The correct answer is yes, that's true. He spent $75,000 on gold-plated toilet seats. The toilets arrived in a 49-foot-tall gold box.
Sounds right.
That's one for Mark. All right, Loren, we'll go to you. DJ Khaled, did he buy a $2 million Mercedes-Benz G63 armored stretch limo?
Yes, I will say he did.
The stretch limo also has three TVs, two video game systems, and a microwave.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound real. Sorry, Loren.
All right.
Loren lost one. Roy, we're going to you now.
All right.
Lady Gaga, did she purchase an electromagnetic reader to detect ghosts?
Yes.
Why did she do that?
She seems like she'd be into
the paranormal.
That is correct. She did. She spent $45,000 on an electromagnetic field reader to detect paranormal activity around her. Apparently, she thought she was being pursued by a ghost named Ryan. All right, here we go. Back to Mark. If you get this right, Mark, you win it. Drake, does Drake own a $400,000 custom mattress which features horsehair and a champagne and whiskey bar built into the headboard?
If he does, I'll never listen to another song. So no.
Mark says no. I got bad news, Mark. You're wrong.
What? Why would you want a mattress of horsehair?
It was produced by Hastings, and it has a whiskey and champagne bar built into it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe the horsehair is comfortable.
It's not.
All right, I'm done with Drake.
Don't worry, Mark. We'll remove him from our playlist for you.
Roy boy, you could win it if you get this one right.
All right.
J-Lo, Loren's favorite. J-Lo, does she have a high-paid personal assistant who does a long list of jobs that include putting straws in J-Lo's drink, getting her makeup done, giving her foot rubs on the set, and massaging her at a moment's notice?
Yes.
You say yes?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy, you've got a good little list over there for people that are on dating apps.
I do. Experts say these are the top red flags that people miss when they're on dating apps.
Oh, yeah. People only see what they want to.
The picture?
Yeah. If a hot, quote-unquote, Mr. Right Now walks through the door, you might overlook that he's done, I don't know, stalking in the past. I have no idea.
Now, I want to, of course, like the profiles without any text. Just don't even swipe, right? Like, everyone knows that. If there's not a bio, if there's not details, move on, right?
Okay.
All right, but here are some other red flags that people typically miss. I just moved here. When people first move to a new place, they're still trying to get adjusted, and they don't have a lot of friends, and there's a lot of other priorities. They may not be ready for a serious relationship.
I also think that like you learn a lot about somebody through like who their friends are, like what they like to do. And if they just moved here, there's nothing to like base anything on.
They might just be, you might have Mr. Right Now.
Right.
But not Mr. Right.
How about this one? No smiling pictures. Someone who can't smile on a dating app. They're supposed to look approachable.
Like a mugshot.
Well, and I have a theory that if they don't smile on dating apps, they probably have really bad teeth.
Yeah,
too.
Probably. Or they take themselves like way too seriously.
And I have the same theory about people who don't show the top of their heads.
Yeah, and a lot of people do their like poster or album cover poses, like how they want to look, like if they were, you know.
What?
Like a cool look. Like a lot of people do like a cool look. Like they'll get into like a sports stance. Or like if they're doing an album cover, they'll kind of do like the lean back thing and
cross
they won't smile.
Pose.
They got their bling showing.
Do you think that's a red flag?
I mean, I'm just saying that that's what people do. Mm. And that's not necessarily a red flag. It makes me laugh. Like, hey, that's an album cover, not a dating profile.
Yeah.
Let's see here. These are red flags people miss on dating apps, gyms, and bathroom selfies. They're narcissists. Yeah. Avoid them.
I agree with that.
I think anyone who's taking photos like of themselves shirtless is also putting off.
I will say, though, that I feel like the selfie is coming back during the pandemic because nobody wants to be handing off your phone to ask to take a photo.
Yeah, but the selfie never really went away, did it?
No, but it just wasn't cool.
Mm.
Now, generic opening lines are red flags. They have to now be kind of creative and not been something that's copied and pasted, not something boring. It's got to really have the conversation should not feel off. It should feel, there should be an immediate
connection, something genuine.
Something genuine. It could be funny. It could be a funny line, but not like a copied and paste because you've seen it go viral.
Like if you are a golfer, you might be like, hey, I'm here for you, F-O-R-E.
I would assume that half of the people on a dating app would not even understand that.
How about this one? These are the top red flags on dating apps. If they're too hot, if they look like they could be a model and they swiped with you, just be safe. Do a reverse Google image search. They may be catfishing you.
I think that's rude. Like, you think the person on the receiving end isn't hot enough for the hot guy?
Yeah, but think about all these older people who are, I hate to say it, 50, 60. You know, they've been divorced, don't look the greatest, aren't very blessed, and then some 21-year-old models sliding into their DMs.
Hey, I say take advantage of it.
But then they get, then they have to pay thousands of dollars.
Well, Roy's saying you're getting catfished.
Yeah, you're getting scammed.
It's a whole fake thing altogether. Avoid that altogether. Like, yeah, you're right. If it's a model and it looks modelish, it's too good to be true. But you said use the reverse Google search. What's that?
You can upload a Google into you, no, upload
an
Google.
Image.
You can upload an image into Google Image, and it will search their database for that image to see if you've stolen the photo.
You have your like eyebrows up, like you've never heard of this.
I've never heard of that.
That you may be in trouble.
Well, that's wait.
Whose photo are you using?
I use Neil Patrick Harris for myself. No, but that's weird. So you could put a picture in and it scans the picture because normally, like a Google search, you have to type something.
Yeah, you upload it, but yeah,
it'll tell you where it came from.
It's only on desktops though. You can't do it on the phone.
Right. Okay.
Desktop only.
Wow, that's strange. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yep.
Okay.
No, we've got we did a bit with someone and they didn't want their photo to be published, but we already promised that we'd put a photo. So we just here on the show, we just threw up like another stranger's photo just to see what would happen. And we got in trouble for that because people could reverse.
Somebody did a reverse Google search.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of remember that, like with the War of the Roses or something. Somebody's like, that's not the guy.
I know. And then we're like, well, the guy didn't give us consent for the photo.
We used generic pictures.
We didn't want to get into the whole breakdown of that.
You didn't have to sign something that said you'd be fine if you used somebody else's photo. How do you like that?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right. Loren, what's going on in Hollywood? You got your fingertips on everything.
Yeah, so I have to put a personal feather in my hat for this one because my girlfriend is helping sell Shaquille O'Neal's house in Florida. And it's been on the market before for $28 million. I don't even know what the commission on that would be, but I'm pretty sure she's buying dinner.
I'm pretty sure Roy will have the answer for you in about 2 seconds.
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, if that gets sold, dinner's on her. But that was back in 2018. It's got 12 bedrooms, 11 and a half baths, an indoor basketball court, of course, a cigar bar, a showroom garage. So he's got 17 vehicles in there. Of course, a theater, a 95-foot swimming pool with a rock waterfall, and a five-bedroom guest house.
Do you realize the only people who you're talking to right now that this makes any sense to is like people that listen to our show? Like, we know Jeff Gordon listens to the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not saying anyone's gonna buy
Denny
it.
Denny Hamlin might have an ear on the show. Mm-hmm. Although he's broken up with Jordan, who likes the show, so she's out. Ryan Blaney likes the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I don't even know if Blaney can afford it.
Well, they just dropped the price to a cool $19.5 million.
Oh, that he can do.
19, that's a big drop, though.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, it's been on the market on and off since 2018, so I guess he's motivated to sell it now.
Well, your friend's making $585,000.
She's working with other realtors, too. It's not like she's only doing it herself. But I did blog the video because you get to see inside Shaquille's house. She does, like, a whole video tour, and it's pretty cool. So that's up at kiss951.com. Tom Cruise, he just rented out an entire cruise ship because he wants to keep his crew for the Mission Impossible series in a bubble while they film in Italy.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, so he spent $700,000 on that. And Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos, they just signed a deal with Lifetime. And the deal includes a two-movie deal for the network. She says if you like true crime movies, then you'll love this because they're going to take headlines to the screen.
Hmm. By the way, I'm looking at Shaq's house. It's literally too big. You could get lost in there.
Oh, it's ridiculously.
Like an office building.
Yeah. It's holy absolutely cow. Ridiculous. But so if you want to see it, you can see it at the website.
Now you can get it for just 19 mil.
That cool 19 mil, though. For all more right. celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
Head to kiss951.com right now, too. You can check out the online store where you can buy Kiss95.1 masks. You know, with all these gyms and bowling alleys opening, and I know Top Golf's open again, you might need a mask. We got good cloth ones there where you can rep the MRL show for just about 10 bucks.
And we got a breast cancer awareness one on there, too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Also, check out the podcast, the Rap Party Podcast. It should be fun today. A lot of cool stuff to talk about on the Kiss95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Toodles.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.